I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. KSL News time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Wednesday, May 20th. This is Utah's noon news. And in for Maria Chaleos, I'm Nick Wyatt. Currently, broken clouds and 60 degrees in Salt Lake City.
A delay-free drive on the freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The coronavirus, the Utah response. Special coverage on Utah's new news.
Governor Gary Herbert will be speaking to reporters coming in about 90 minutes. And it's anticipated that he could be making adjustments to the Utah Leads Together plan. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has been speaking with state leaders. She gives us a preview of what we might hear this afternoon.
What I do know is they're just kind of changing the focus to having these guidelines to help us protect the elderly, minorities, and those most at risk of getting a serious case of this disease. And the reasons that they're kind of looking at the change is the transmission rate has been between 1 and 1.4 for 21 days. We've hit those transmission rate targets. That means, you know, if someone has coronavirus, whether asymptomatic or not, they're more likely only to give it to one person. Also, Utah's ICUs of the hospitals, they're not overwhelmed. Our positive test rates are pretty low, and most people have been getting it from someone they know. So that community spread really hasn't been there. So that's why they're more looking at, okay, how do we protect these more vulnerable populations?
We'll carry Governor Gary Herbert's comments live when he speaks from the Capitol around 1:30. There's a growing number of testing options in Utah, including antibody testing that will show if someone had the coronavirus in the past. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live with more now. Paul?
Nick, some healthcare providers are saying just because people can get the test, though, doesn't necessarily mean that they should. Intermountain Healthcare Infectious Diseases Dr. Eddie Stenium says they do not want to discourage people from getting the test. However, people need to talk to their doctors before they do so. He says there are some tests that are more reliable than others.
We just don't have a whole lot of information in terms of what the true prevalence is in our community to be able to really assess how well these tests perform.
He says there are lots of false positives still out there, and he also says many people might be under the false impression that if they do have the antibodies, they're immune from getting COVID-19 again. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. With so many of us spending more time at home, doctors have noticed a rise in blood clots because of a lack of physical activity. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
Serious to the point of life-threatening. Lack of movement leads to reduced blood circulation in the legs and eventually to a blood clot. The good news is that
the condition is treatable and, most importantly, preventable,
says vein specialist Dr. Jan Katznelson.
Get your 10,000 steps done. Elevate your legs for 10, 15 minutes, 3-4 times a day.
Avoid salt and drink water, lots of water. In just 2 months, Katznelson has seen a noticeable surge in blood clots among his own patients. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The only man ever convicted in a U.S. court for a role in the September 11th attacks now says he's renouncing terrorism. Zacharias Moussaoui is serving a life sentence at a federal prison in Colorado. In a handwritten note, he repudiates Osama bin Laden and proclaims his opposition to any terrorist action against the U.S. Moussaoui wants to be able to testify in a civil lawsuit filed by 9/11 families against Saudi Arabia. 42 people are without a home after a fire broke out in the Driftwood Apartments in Mill Creek this morning. It's the second fire at the apartment complex in less than a year.
The top floor is pretty much a total loss.
42 people are displaced from the 12 apartments. Many of those residents left standing around in disbelief after some lost everything they owned. It was only 9 months ago this same building caught fire on the south side, which remains vacant and under construction. Now the north side going up in flames. victims around 2 this morning.
Appears to have started on one of the balconies on the backside.
The good news, everyone made it out of the fire without any injuries. But with the second half of the apartment now damaged, the building is a total loss. When it comes back, crews say it will be upgraded with sprinklers throughout.
That's KSL-TV's Felicia Martinez reporting from Mill Creek for us. Riverdale City announcing today its 4th of July Old Glory Day celebration is canceled. The city says they had extensive discussions about what to do at multiple city council meetings. It's one of the many Utah cities which have now canceled large group gatherings this summer. Some popular seasonal roads, including the Alpine Loop and the Monte Cristo Highway, will be opening just in time for Memorial Day, but not all the scenic drives will be ready.
Cedar Breaks in southern Utah, East Canyon near Salt Lake City, and Wolf Creek Pass all opened earlier this month. And with Alpine Loop and Monte Cristo Highways opening this weekend, there will be plenty of options for people hitting the roads this holiday. But two of the most popular routes, Mirror Lake and Guardsman Pass, aren't expected to open until next month. UDOT spokesman John Gleason says they still aren't accessible or safe enough to be reopened right now. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a look at how local veterans groups plan to celebrate Memorial Day in the middle of a pandemic, and a look at your noontime drive.
We do have a good drive on the Valley freeways, but a crash with injuries, 3400 South at about 3500 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Sickness, isolation, fear. America's finest have faced these things for generations. This Memorial Day, we don't forget. We honor them at KSL News Radio.
How would you like a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus? If you have an annuity or another investment like an IRA or 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow at 10% for your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus. If you're at or near retirement, don't play the roller coaster ride with the market. My name is Jeff Jr. and the president of Trajan Wealth. We can teach you about annuities that will provide you a guaranteed 10% growth on your income with an upfront 10% bonus. You heard me right. A guaranteed 10% growth on your income. If you have an old 401k, IRA, or another annuity, call us today. Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call us, Trajan Wealth, and put your savings on the road to certainty. 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
This policy is issued by Athene and has limitations. For cost and complete details of the annuity, contact Trajan Wealth. All guarantees based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Heard about the Whipple Service Champions no contact service call? Our technicians are certified contactless technicians who wear gloves, masks, ice shields, and sanitize trucks, tools, and iPads before every call. You don't need to hand over your credit card or borrow a pen. Pictures and videos for the diagnosis are sent and approved by text or email. You pay online and a thumbs up is good enough. Call Whipple Service Champions for $150 off any home repair of $350 or more. 801-444-FAST. Marge writes, thanks Whipple Service Champions. In the middle of the coronavirus, you fixed my furnace and we were cold. Derek knew his stuff, wore protective gear, kept a distance and sanitized everything. Thanks, Marge. Being stuck at home is no fun, especially when plumbing, heating, air conditioning, or electrical breaks down. At Whipple Service Champions, for repairs of $350 or more, get $150 off. Call 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Thanks for joining us today for Utah's Noon News. Nick Wyatt here, filling in for Maria Chaleos this week. Recapping our top local story, we're awaiting a briefing from Governor Gary Herbert and the Utah Coronavirus Task Force. We're anticipating some updates to the Utah Leads Together plan and some changes that could include extra protection for vulnerable populations. And things will feel different for veterans this Memorial Day weekend because of all the safety restrictions in place. Veterans advocates say they're doing what they can to make sure the holiday is observed safely. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Usually, officials with the Utah Department of Veterans and Military Affairs would be adding their final touches to their Memorial Day ceremony at the Veterans Cemetery by Camp Williams. Of course, that's not going to happen this year.
That's very unfortunate. We've had great speakers and great attendance, but more than that, we have people who come to honor and recognize all those who served and are no longer with us.
Executive Director Gary Harder says the ceremony is not completely gone. They're turning to technology to
to hold a virtual ceremony, which is expected to be released later this week. The ceremonies they have in their nursing homes will be virtual also, and sadly, something will be missing because of COVID-19 restrictions.
We will not be able to have the family members and other community members who typically come.
Carter says both their department and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs have worked hard to make sure they have the resources they need to treat veterans, whether they have coronavirus or something else.
We all try to look at it through many different ways, on the employment side, on the health care side, on the camaraderie side.
Luckily, there hasn't been nearly as large of a surge in veterans with COVID-19 as some officials expected. Over the next 10 days or so, the VA hospital in Salt Lake will be reopening for face-to-face visits.
We limited our face-to-face patients 100% unless it was an urgent or emergent situation.
VA Rocky Mountain Region Director of Communications Jill Atwood says the hospital has everything it needs, from triage tents to negative pressure rooms, but she says they are just as worried about another surge of patients that don't have COVID-19.
With the downturn of the economy, with the loss of jobs, with the loss of health insurance, is many more veterans coming to VA.
Atwood says they encourage this enrollment, especially to the vets who may be too humble to ask for help.
They always feel like, oh, I don't really need it. I want to leave it for the veterans who need it more.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Let's get a look at our lunchtime drive. It's brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And Ricky Meese, how are we looking out there?
Not too bad. Now, we did have a little trouble in traffic exiting off of I-215 South Belt at State Street, but it looks like it was out of traffic to the right. It looks like even that has cleared up. We do have a crash with injuries reported in West Valley by the Junior High, 3400 South at about 3500 West Valley Freeway. Traffic rolling along and looking good. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together brought to you every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Cloudy, cooler with some scattered showers possible throughout the day. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Currently broken clouds and 58 degrees in Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, we're honoring the class of 2020, and you can hear the graduation speech from a TempView graduate with college aspirations on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's all-day companion for news.
There are unbelievable travel adventures right here in Utah. And one of my favorite spots is Bear River Lodge, the cabins at Bear River Lodge. Roger Eggett joins us now. Real quick, Roger, tell everybody where you're located.
Hey, Tim, we're up on the Mirror Lake Highway between Camas, Utah and Evanston, Wyoming.
People, of course, can come up and spend the weekend just as a rental, but boy, you've got some shared cabin ownership opportunities right now that really will give them a place to call home and start creating memories that'll last a lifetime.
You know, we do, and that's our objective, is to get families to come up, create memories, to build traditions, to have a place they can call their own without any of the headaches or without any of the hassles. We want them to come up and experience what we have.
You've got some great gift certificates available right now if people will just come up and learn more.
Yeah, if they want to come up and check it all out for $99, they can buy a gift certificate on our website. Come up, it gives them a night in a cabin and a machine for an evening. They can go out, experience the beauty of the forest, and then we'll sit down with them for 30 minutes and talk to them about ownership.
You've also got a $299 gift certificate. Tell them about that one.
If they want to bring their kids, this is for four people. Come stay in a two-bedroom cabin and go out on a four-person machine. Go see the forest. And then when you're done, we'll sit down and talk to you about how you can make this a tradition in your family forever.
And by the way, Roger, these are deeded ownership for you and your family that they will stay in the family forever.
That is correct, Tim. They buy a deed in a particular cabin. That is their cabin. They are owners. They don't have to maintain it or deal with cleaning it or any of the hassles, but they own that cabin.
This new program is so flexible, and as we said, you will be creating memories that'll last a lifetime with hundreds of miles of trails to enjoy and access to the National Forest. Here's where you go to get more information. Just go to BearRiverLodge.com. That's BearRiverLodge.com.
Have you lost your job or income because of the coronavirus pandemic? Many Utah families are struggling to feed their family or pay rent right now. Don't let not having health insurance add to your worries. Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP, may be able to help. Medicaid and CHIP offer low-cost or free health insurance for you and your family. Once enrolled, you can get doctor visits, immunizations, prescriptions, and even hospital and emergency care. Just visit Medicaid.utah.gov to apply for health coverage today. Even though many things have changed, keeping your family safe and healthy is not. Let Medicaid and CHIP give you the peace of mind that you can get the medical and mental health care you and your family may need. Apply today for coverage at Medicaid.utah.gov or call 211 to be connected to free help. This public service announcement is sponsored by Utah's Medicaid health plans in conjunction with the Utah Department of Health.
KSL News Time is 12:14. The three things you need to know this hour first.
People can get tested for COVID-19 antibodies in four cities starting today, but should they? Some healthcare providers are urging people to talk to their doctors before they get tested. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Governor Gary Herbert will be speaking with reporters in just over an hour. It's anticipated that he'll be unveiling new guidelines to help protect the most vulnerable from COVID-19. You'll be able to hear his comments live right here on KSL News Radio. And third, a look at our noontime drive. It's brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, Valley Freeway traffic continues to look very good. No problems there. We do have a crash with injuries being cleared. 3400 South, about 3500 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Stormy and cooler today with highs in the mid and low 60s. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Currently 58 degrees with broken clouds in downtown Salt Lake City. And time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Coronavirus cases overall nationwide are on the decline, but in several states and communities, infection rates remain high. In New York City, new cases are revealing the same pattern for minority and lower income communities in several states that are tracking the demographic. Despite criticism by Republicans that the HEROES Act bill passed in the House last week is full of unnecessary spending, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urging Senate leaders to take a vote.
Pelosi said she thinks support from outside Washington could lead to negotiations with Republicans.
We'll see. I think public opinion will be very much our friend in all of this.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called the House bill passed last week a liberal wish list, and Republicans have expressed a desire to wait to see the effects of the initial relief legislation. Adam Kelsey, ABC News, Washington.
In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer updating residents and communities with flooding in the central part of the state due to two dams bursting. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
KSL is honoring the class of 2020 and the graduating class of 10th U High School.
KSL News Radio is honoring the class of 2020 with speeches from high school graduates. Here's one from Benjamin Tuivai from Timpview High School in Provo.
First and foremost, I would like to address our frontline workers who are battling this COVID-19. Our doctors, our nurses, our scientists, and to all our country's leaders, we thank you. I will be attending BYU Hawaii in the fall, and as I prepare myself to head into this next chapter of my life, I can't help but reflect on the many who have given the time and care to help me achieve my goals, my aspirations, and my dream of attending BYU Hawaii. I reflect on the past 3 years I've spent here at Timpview, and one thing that has really resonated with me and that will always stay with me is the power, strength, and determination of a true T-Bird. I moved to Utah my sophomore year, and as soon as I walked into the crowded commons, I felt a wave of emotions, fear, anxiety, excitement, and a sense of adventure. As I think about my past self, I see an apathetic, unmoved young man. During my junior year, my perception of things changed. One teacher in particular who really affected me and who shaped me for the better, Mrs. Denise Abbott. As I experienced high anxiety while taking a difficult test, Mrs. Abbott spoke words that I will never forget. She told me that it is okay to fail and that it's never truly failure until we give up. From that moment, I could see my perception of life and myself completely change. One thing that I will always take from high school with me into my future that I have found valuable to me is that relationships are important in finding true happiness and a sense of fulfillment. School is all about academics and sports, but most importantly, it's about connections and relationships. Throughout my time at Timpview, I have learned to converse and connect with all of those around me, from my closest friends to my simple classmate peers, to the teachers and advisors who I am so very grateful for. Moving into this next step of my life at BYU Hawaii, I am excited to further my study in psychology in hopes of becoming a psychologist. Attending Timpview has opened up so many doors to me, but most importantly, it has opened my eyes to not just look to see possibilities and believe in myself. Furthering my education after high school can now be seen in my future, thanks to those of whom were more than just teachers, advisors, and coaches. To Poe, Cinda, Rochelle, Abbott, Baker, Mummy, Rose, and all of my coaches, thank you for seeing me for more than I could even see myself. Thank you for giving your time and allowing me to grow and see myself beyond high school. I want to thank my parents for the sacrifices they have made so that I could be here, so I could receive my education and opportunities. I want to thank them and the rest of my family who have been so driven and supportive of me in an academic and athletic aspect of my high school experience. Finally, I would like to congratulate all of those in the class of 2020, all around the world, and all in the state of Utah. I would like to thank the Timpview class of 2020 for the memories, the good experiences, and the good times and the bad times.
Great message of overcoming challenges to achieve his goals. Congratulations, Benjamin, and good luck at BYU Hawaii. You can hear senior speeches four times a day here on KSL and catch up on the ones that you missed at KSLNewsRadio.com. KSL's Honoring the Class of 2020 is brought to you by Chick-fil-A Utah, proudly supporting the graduating class of 2020. Your home is your sanctuary, so why not brighten your landscape with bedding plants from Olson's Greenhouse? You'll find Olson's flowers at Home Depot, Costco, and Walmart to brighten your world this spring. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. It's brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And let's check back in with Ricky Meese.
We've had a report of an accident in downtown Salt Lake City. It may be in the final clearing stages, 1100 South and 300 West. Our other surface street crash also in the process of being cleared, 3400 South, 3500 West. But Valley Freeway traffic looks great. No problems reported there. At Alta Bank, they know getting through tough times means helping each other. So together, we will go higher than ever before. AltaBank.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check in with Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Well, after a warm and windy start to the week, we're going to make things a little more seasonal. We'll hopefully bring back some storms as well as see some cooler temperatures today. One of those days, we'll see some scattered showers rolling through northern Utah, high 64 degrees. Then partly cloudy on Thursday, back up to 69, and Friday up to 72. But Friday evening, we'll have scattered showers once again developing, taking us into Saturday morning. That'll knock highs from the 70s on Friday back down to the 60s on Saturday. And then we'll kind of warm our way back up into the 70s for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
It's currently 58 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. It looks like the rain is making its way into town. A quick check of Utah's money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Dow is up 292 points. The S&P 500 has gained 41. Looks like the NASDAQ is up 156. KSL News Time is 1221.
The following is an exclusive presentation of KSL News Radio. Utah coronavirus call-in.
People have to stick to the plan.
Creating a roadmap for future pandemics.
Don't get the attitude. I'm